It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right, what's last week's challenge?
Yes, not the hardest one I've ever run. It came from listener Joseph Young. I said, take a common English word in three letters, translate it into a well-known French word in three letters, and between them, these two words consist of six different vowels and no consonants. What words are these? Well, the answer is I, A-Y-E, and we, both meaning yes. We also accepted yay and we. Technically, the Y in yay is a vowel, but we were being generous this week.
Our puzzle players loved this one. We got over 3,000 responses, and our winner this week is Brian Sandstrom of Chicago, Illinois. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us a bit about yourself. I hear you're a musician.
I am a musician in Chicago. Improvise, play rock and roll. Been playing here for years.
Awesome. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready.
Okay. I'm glad to hear it. Will, take it away.
All right, Brian, today's theme is toes. Every answer is a word or name that has the accented syllable toe somewhere inside it. For example, if I said radioactive element, you would say plutonium.
Okay.
Number one, month after September.
October.
That's it. An idyllic place. A perfect place.
Utopia.
Utopia is it. Bad breath.
Halitosis.
That's it. Janitor. Another term for a janitor. Kind of a nicer term, I guess. How about if I say it starts with a C?
Custodian.
That's it. All right, try this one. Florida City with a 500 race.
Daytona.
That's right. Upstate New York City, famous for its mineral springs.
That's Saratoga.
That's it. Winnipeg's province.
Manitoba.
Uh-huh. Country north of Latvia. It's one of the Baltic states. It's not Lithuania. It's not Latvia. It's the other one.
Estonia.
That's it.
Okay.
Indonesian volcano with a massive 1883 explosion.
I guess we say Krakatoa.
Oh.
Krakatoa.
I know it as Krakatoa. That's it.
Okay.
The merchant in Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice.
Oh. See, the Shakespeare questions don't do so good for me.
Here it comes.
Lulu?
It starts with an A. Starts with an A.
Cleopatra's...
Antonio? Oh.
Antonio, is
yes.
it?
Yes.
Try this one. Tube-shaped pasta.
I could walk to the kitchen and see it there.
Walking to the kitchen, not allowed. I'll say it starts with an R.
Tortellini? Rotini.
Not quite. There's no toe in there, but it does start with an R.
It's got a hole in the middle. They're long, tube-like.
Second letter is I.
Rigatoni.
Rigatoni, is it? Rigatoni. Here's a tough one, a vocabulary tester. Standard type of cell division in biology.
You're on your own.
Yes.
Starts with an M. Starts with an M.
Mesa?
No, I'm just going to tell you that one. It's mitosis.
Mitosis, okay.
There you go. And here's your last one. Kind of wagon in the Old West.
That's Conestoga.
Conestoga is it.
That's really great. How do you feel?
Wow. I feel good. The nerves have gone away.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Brian, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to WBEZ in Chicago.
It's a good station. That's Brian Sandstrom of Chicago, Illinois. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. Think of a verb in its present and past tense forms. Drop the first letter of each word, and the result will name two vehicles. What are they? So again, a verb in its present tense and a verb in its past tense form. Drop the first letter of each word, and the result will name two vehicles. What vehicles are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.